ליקוט הלכס חש משפט חלק א', הלכס הלווא, הלכה ד', we're in middle of paragraph ches. We're up to a sub-paragraph in my version, which begins with the words v'chol ha-kfirois v'ha-pikursis shel elu akitois. Today's learning is dedicated li'li nishmas Yaakov Yisroel b'raboshar Anshel, whose yortzeit is today, and for a complete refuah shelema of all those that need it, b'sir shar choyli Yisroel. Okay, we're continuing. V'chol ha-kfirois v'ha-pikursis shel elu akitois hu b'tor shebal peh. Rav Nosson Zal was speaking about the reform movement, the conservative, which we mentioned in the previous year, had started shortly before his time, and Rav Nosson Zal says, all of their denial in terms of religion is really against the oral Torah. Ki Torah shebichsav loimdim b'peirushem haroim, because the written Torah they study with their terrible commentaries. Aval al Torah shebal peh chirkim shineim kayedua. But regarding the oral Torah, there they grit their teeth in anger. That's what they're looking to uproot. Chas v'shalom. Umachmazeh roitzim lehizgaber ha'umois she'achizosam b'Torah shebichsav kishein bo shleimus ha'idei Torah shebal peh. And it's for this reason that the other nations want to attack us and harm us, because we said their connection is to the written Torah when it is not being complemented and completed with the oral Torah. Heim roitzim lehizgaber v'ligzor gzeres chashon. And that's when these other nations want to try to destroy us and want to have all kinds of bad decrees issued against us. V'alkein kol gezerosam hu laharchik Yisroel me'atorak desha. And that's why all of the decrees that these other nations make against the Jewish people, what it's really all about is to distance us from our Torah. V'ikr mitorah shebal peh, and especially from the oral Torah. Kayodua, as is known. We mentioned that about 1,000 years ago, when the church, when they really were doing battle against the Jewish people, they had special ceremonies where they of burning the Talmud, collecting all sets of Gemara, Talmud, Torah, Shebal Peh, and burning it publicly. Aval anachnu bnei Yisrael, ein lanu al mi lehishoin kim al avinu shebashamayim. However, we, the Jewish people, we have no one to rely on and to depend on other than our Father in heaven. Vanu toif simu monu savoseinu, and we grab the way of our forefathers, what they did, litzoik v'lizoik u'lizchanin Hashem Yisborach, to scream and cry out and plead with Hashem, koil godo v'lo yosef, with major screams, non-stop, ad yashkif v'yera Hashem in Hashemayim, until Hashem will look down upon us from heaven. Validei ha-koilois shanu tzoyakim, and through these screams and cries that we cry out to Hashem, Bifrat b'Rosh Hashanah, especially on Rosh Hashanah, v'aydei koil ha-shofar, and through the sound of the shofar, alidei zeh anu ma'orin rachmei Hashem Yisborach, we arouse and awaken Hashem's kindness, v'aydei zeh hu ma'orin zchus v'koyach matan Torah shenitna b'koilos, and then Hashem arouses the merit and the power of the Jewish people receiving the Torah, which was given with koilos, which was given with the sounds of thunder and lightning. Vazai choizer umamshich lanu or haTorah mechodosh b'toisves or nifla, and then Hashem draws upon us the light of the Torah anew with an additional wondrous light. Vazai nasis bechinas hanasira. And that brings about that slicing apart, that separation between the Shekhinah and Kutche Brichu, when they're connected back to back. Dahainu sheyecholim lahakir bein bechinas Torah shebichsav ubein bechinas Torah shebal peh, which means that at that point we are able to distinguish between the written Torah and the oral Torah. Shayidei zeh ikar hayichud v'hachibur v'hashlemus shel Torah shebichsav and Torah shebapeh. And by separating them and allowing them to turn around and face each other, number one, that makes it very clear what's Torah shebichsav and what's Torah shebapeh, and it gives them the ability to unite together in a proper way. They join together and they shine into each other with a wondrous light. Because neither one of these two is complete without the other. And then everybody is able to see the uniqueness, the specialness of the Jewish people versus the other nations. And then these other nations are powerless in terms of causing any evil decrees against us, because the unique specialness of the Jewish people is now easily visible, as a result of the light of the oral Torah being revealed completely. And this removes and eliminates the attachment and the ability to draw from the written Torah for the goyim. Ki kishayesh shleimus l'Torah shebichsav v'yedei Torah shebalpeh, nizbatel achizosom v'yenikosom haro. Because when we bring a perfection to the written Torah by connecting it properly to the oral Torah, that makes it impossible for these other nations to continue drawing power from the written Torah. And we're involved in this process throughout the 10 days of Tshuva, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. She'oz nigmeres hanesira. On Yom Kippur is when this severing, this separation between Hashem and the Shekhinah, between Tiferes and Malchus, is completed. V'alkein, oz b'yom ha-kippurim hu ikar nesinas ha-Torah. And that's why Yom Kippur is the major day when we received the Torah. Ki oz nitnu ha-luchos shniyos, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu brought us the second set of luchos. The first set had been broken on Shiva Aser B'Tammuz. Ki oz nigmar kabolas ha-Torah b'b'chinas tikun hanal. Because on Yom Kippur is when our receiving the Torah was completed with the tikkun that we're speaking about here, kedei lahakir chashivos Yisrael, to enable everyone to be able to see and realize the specialness of the Jewish people apart from other nations. Ki oz b'yom ha-kippurim oyla hamalchus ba'aliyos gedoilos. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Yom Kippur, the Malchus, the Shekhinah, rises up. It has major, major elevations. Umalchus, he b'chinas Torah shebal peh. And Malchus is synonymous with the oral Torah. Peh is Malchus. B'chinas emuna ha-protis, which is synonymous with the detailed faith in Hashem that we spoke about in the previous year. Shenis'ale oz ma'id, which is elevated on Yom Kippur to a tremendous level. Sheshom nikar hahevdol shel Yisrael al ha'umos. And it's there in the emuna proti, that's where you can really see the difference between the Jewish people and the other nations. V'alkein, oz Hashem Yisborach misratzel Yisrael b'simcho b'rachmim gedoilim. And that's why Hashem allows himself to be completely appeased by the Jewish people with major joy and tremendous kindness. And Hashem forgives our sins on that day, on Yom Kippur, every single year. Rav Nosson Zal says, because on Yom Kippur is when it really becomes clear the unique specialness of the Jewish people as a result of the Malchus being elevated, the Malchus, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah, which is what really differentiates between the Jews and the other nations. question in the chat, it's hard to believe that specifically on the very day when this union between Hashem and the Shechina is completed, which is on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is supposed to bring down a huge flow of Shefa, we had instead a pogrom, a terrible pogrom that took place in Israel down south. Apparently, it also requires a union within the Jewish people for this to happen. Correct. It's difficult, very difficult for any of us to say a pirush, to say we know exactly why that happened. But what we do know, Rab Nosson Zal writes, towards the end of Chosh Mishpat, the second volume of Chosh Mishpat, in Hilchas HaChovel B'Chaveroi, Halacha Gimel, I believe it is, Rab Nosson Zal has a fantastic halacha there, based on chapter 67 in the first half of the Likutei Moran, where he speaks about the fact that during the year that that the Zohar HaKadosh says Moshiach was supposed to come, the year 4508, Tach V'Tat, the pogroms of Tach V'Tat, not only didn't Moshiach come, but there were pogroms, major pogroms across Eastern Europe, and possibly several hundred thousand Jews were murdered, massacred, in terrible massacres. And Rav Nosson Zal explains, based on that chapter in Likutei Moran, that there are certain times when there's supposed to be a major Kiddush Hashem, a major glorification of Hashem's name. If we are prepared properly, if we are ready, then that glorification comes with joy and happiness and celebration. If we're not ready, then that glorification still has to take place. And it takes place, unfortunately, through many Jews dying al Kiddush Hashem, being murdered because they are for their religion, because they are Jewish. It's very possible that that's why that incident took place specifically on this incredible day, which is what completes the whole series of Avodah, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says now, paragraph Tes, V'zehu b'chinas Sukkos, and this is what the holiday of Sukkos is all about, She'oz Hashem Yisborach Megala Le'en Koil Chashivas Yisrael. On Sukkos, Hashem shows the world how special the Jewish people are to him. Ki oz imo mesachecho al benin. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, on Sukkos, the mother hovers and covers over her children. The sukkah represents a protective covering and shield that Hashem puts on his children. V'hakol royim sheYisrael nitzchu hamelchama. And the whole world sees that the Jewish people won the battle, the heavenly battle between the defenders and the prosecutors, those who were defending the Jewish people during the days of judgment, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, and those who were trying to prosecute us. K'moy shekosu b'zoyar, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, man notzach, man do'ochit man ekreva b'yoda. The Zohar HaKadosh says, how do you tell when there's a battle between two armies? How do you tell which one was successful? The ones that are holding their weapons in their hands, those are the ones that were successful. And on Sukkos, when we hold the lulav and the hadassim, arovos, and esrog in the hand, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that's like our weapons. That's showing that we believe that we won. We won in the battle before the heavenly court, we won. V'hakoyl royim ki chelek Hashem amoy. And the whole world sees that Hashem has chosen the Jewish people as his portion. Ki Yaakov bochar loiko Yisroel isgulosoi. Again, another pasuk saying that Hashem has chosen Yaakov, Yisroel, as his special nation. Kimuva b'zoyar, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. Kal yidei sheninsar v'nivne b'chinas Torah shebal peh mei Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim. As a result of that slicing apart between the Tiferes and Malchus, between the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, which were connected originally back to back, as a result of slicing them apart and separating them and allowing them to be able to turn around and face each other and make a proper yichud, al yidei zeh hakol royim chashivus Yisrael besukkos. That's what makes it possible for the whole world to see how special we are to Hashem in the holiday of Sukkos. V'zeh b'china shmini atzeres v'simchas toira, she'oz mesaymen ha-toira, v'choyzmen u'aschilen oysa mechodosh b'chol shana v'shana. And with this we can also understand the major significance of shmini atzeres v'simchas toira, which is when we complete the reading of the entire Torah, and we go back to the beginning, to Bereishis, every single year. Dahainu shanu choizrenu maschilen ha-toira b'toisefes oyer nifla. We go back and start the Torah anew with a major addition of wondrous light. Shezochinu lachzor lamshicha mechodosh b'Rosh Hashanah, which we were zoche to draw upon ourselves anew from Rosh Hashanah. V'ho'ikr, and the main thing is that we're drawing the Torah to ourselves anew with this major additional new light. Which enables us to be able to realize what we can write and what we cannot write. Shehu bechinas Torah shebal peh, what we cannot write is the oral Torah. Shaydeze nikar chashivus Yisrael kanal. And Rabbi Nizal shows there in chapter 128, I believe it is, in Likud Imran, which this halach is based on, that when we're able to recognize the difference between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh, then we're able to recognize the difference between the Jewish people and the other nations, and how special the Jewish people are to Hashem. V'zeh kol inyan v'seder v'zois habracha. Rav Nosson Zal says, and if you look carefully at the last parsha in the Torah, the parsha v'zois habracha, you'll see that it's all about what we're speaking about here. Shemosh Rabbeinu beirach es Yisrael lefnei Moisei. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Jewish people a bracha before he passed away. V'hizkir v'gilo ma'alosam v'chashivusam al kol ha'umois le'en koil. And in that parsha v'zois habracha, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions and reveals the incredible specialness of the Jewish people over all the other nations. L'hoyrois, to teach us, she'ein lohem chelik v'nachla banu, that these other nations have no portion, they don't share any portion with us, afilu b'torah shebichsav, even in the written Torah. Ki heim lo yrotzu l'kapla, because they refused to accept the Torah when Hashem offered it to them. Rak onu b'nei Yisrael, it's only we, the Jewish people, that have the real connection to the Torah. V'zeh shekosuv b'ascholas habracha. And this is why when Moshe Rabbeinu starts giving the bracha to the Jewish people, he begins with the words, Hashem mi Sinai bo, v'zorach mi Seir lomoi, Hoifio mehar poron v'osesom erivos kodesh. Hashem came forth from Mount Sinai, and he shined from Seir, and he shined from Har Poron. And the Gemara learns out from that, Dahainu shehechzir ha-toira al b'nei Seir v'yishmoel, shehem klau kol ha-umais v'leiratzu l'kabla. What this pasuk is telling us is that Hashem first took the Torah to the children of Seir and Esav and Yishmael, Shehem Klau Kol Ha'umais, who represent all 70 nations, V'lo Yiratzu L'Kabla, and they refuse to accept the Torah. Rak Anachnu B'nei Yisrael Am Kodesh Kibalnu Amiyodu L'Edeinu. It's only we, the Jewish people, that accepted and received the Torah from Hashem's hands into our hands. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Moirosha kehilas Yaakov, shehatorah tziva lanu daika v'loylahem, that the Torah commands us, the Jewish people, not those other nations. Ve'ein lahem chelik v'nachla banu, and they have no share with us. Ve'ein lahem koyach lefari shulavah shum mikra kedaita maror, and they have no authority to interpret and explain any pasuk in the Torah based on their opinions. Ki ha-Torah nitnu rak lanu. The Torah was given only to us, the Jewish people. U'kefi asher anachnu mefarshim oisa, kefi kabbalasenu kein yokim. And based on how we will interpret the Torah, based on the traditions that we received, that will establish the Torah. V'chol yinikosam v'chiyusam shetzricham akabel me'ha-Torah, the whole source of life energy which these other nations need to receive from the Torah, shemekayemes hakoil, which is what sustains everything, that's the life force of everything in the world, tzrichin lovoy eleinu, these other nations need to come to us, ulekabel meitonu dechiusam, and to receive from us, via us, what they need to live. Ki ator shebichsav ubalpe hakoil shalonu, because now that they refused the Torah and we accepted it, both the written Torah and the oral Torah all belong to us, the Jewish people. V'zehu shemesayim, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu concludes his bracha with the words, Ashrecha Yisrael, mi kamoicha. How fortunate are you, the Jewish nation? Who is there out there that's like you? Shemaskir chashivos Yisrael al ha'umos. Moshe Rabbeinu here is mentioning the specialness of the Jewish people over all the other nations. V'zehu v'ato al bomoisei moitidroich. And you will step on their bomois, their structures. She'anachnu nimshel bohem. We will rule over them. V'hem yiyu tachtenu. They will be subservient to us. Ki kol chiyusam afilu mitor shebichsav hakol shelonu. Because any life force that these other nations draw, even from the written Torah, is all, it's ours. V'hem tzrichim l'shmaya eleinu, they need to listen to us. U'kemoisha niskel osed, as will be the case in the future. Kemavur b'chol ha'nechomois Yeshaya v'yirmiya, as is spelled out clearly in the prophecies of these two great prophets, Yeshaya Navi and Yirmiya Navi. V'zeh shemesayim, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu concludes the parsha v'zoy sabrocha with the words ulechol hayad hachazoko ulechol hamoiro hagodol asher osa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. The great powerful hand and the great awe which Moshe Rabbeinu performed before the eyes of the entire Jewish people. Upirush Rashi, and Rashi points out, what is this referring to? Sheshiber es haluchos le'enehem. Moshe Rabbeinu's breaking of that first set of luchos before the eyes of the Jewish people. Rav Moshe Zal says now, v'lechayra tamua, it seems very strange. Ma inyonoi lekan, why is that being mentioned here? Sheroitze lahaskir gedulas Moshe v'Yisrael, where the Torah wants to mention the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatness of the Jewish nation. Shemaskir Shvira Saluchas. Why mention this terrible incident when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas? Ach Behemes, Ayde Shvira Saluchas, Hera Moshe Goidel Mailas HaTorah Shebalpeh. The truth is, Rav Nosal says, by Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchas, he showed and he taught us the incredible importance of the oral Torah. She'ein shleimus l'Torah shebichsav kim al yedei Torah shebalpeh, that the written Torah is not complete without the oral Torah. Ki heimos u'esu'egel, because when Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven, the Erev Rav made this golden calf, v'yavdu avodah zarah, and they worshipped this idol, u'pogmu be'emunah, and they messed up in the area of emunah. V'ikar ha'pegam shalahem hoya b'b'chinas emunah ha'protis. And the main damage was in the area of the detailed faith. Shehi b'chinas Torah shebal peh, which is the oral Torah. Shezeu apegam shel kol oivdei avodah zarah. That's really the mistake and the damage of all the idol worshippers. Ki be'emunah klolis b'chinas Torah shebichsav hei moedim tzas. Because regarding general faith, that there is a creator who created the world, that they admit to a degree, the concept of the written Torah. Bibchinas, as we mentioned earlier, the pasuk b'chol mokoyim muktor u'mugosh l'shmi, that Hashem says, wherever these other nations are worshipping their idols and their mosques and their churches, it's all really me. It's all really, the one they're serving is me. I'm the creator. K'moy shemuvan shom me'inyonoi b'parshas ho'egel. As one can see in the how the Torah describes what took place by the Golden Calf. She'omru, they said, Kum asei lanu elikim asher yelchu lefaneinu. Let's rise up and make a God for ourselves who will go before us. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. He said he was going to come down and he's not coming down. What they were really asking for was an intermediary between them and Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 62. And therefore, their mistake was in interpreting the words of Moshe Rabbeinu correctly. She'omar, Moshe Rabbeinu had said, L'soif sheish ani bo, I will come at the end of the sixth hour. V'tohu bein sheish l'sheva. And they they calculated wrongly between the sixth and seventh. K'mayisham Rabbi Stanislav, as the Gemara points out in Shabbos, page 89. Hainu, she'tohu upogmu bebechinas Torah shebal peh. Meaning, their mistake was in interpreting the written Torah, which means the oral Torah. Shehu pirish Torah shebechsav, which is the true interpretation of the written Torah. V'alkein to'oz b'ha'perush shel divrei Moshe. And that's why they were mistaken regarding how to interpret and understand the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shayitzrichen lefarshei b'derech ho'emes shel b'chinas Torah shebal peh. They were supposed to interpret Moshe Rabbeinu's words properly, the way the Gemara interprets it. V'heim pogmu b'zeh u'pershu k'day tomaro shel erev rav. And the Jews at that time made a terrible mistake. And they went ahead and interpreted Moshe Rabbeinu's words in the manner that the Erev Rav wanted them to. And that's what led to them making and worshipping this golden calf. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, She'ikra ha'pigam shelohem hoya b'b'chines tor shebal peh. Their main mistake was in the area of the oral Torah, which is the correct interpretation of the written Torah. V'alkein kisheyorat Moshe v'roes hamaisa horoa zeh. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from heaven and he saw this terrible thing that was going on, shenimshach lohem aidei shepogmo b'torah shebal peh, which was brought about as a result of their ignoring and going against the oral Torah, the correct interpretation, alkein miyad shiberes haluchos le'eneihem. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu immediately broke the luchos in front of their eyes, lohoyros lehem, to show them, shemeachar shekof b'torah shebal peh, shuv ein kium l'torah shebechsav. That when you deny and ignore the truth of the oral Torah, then your written Torah is also nothing. Ki ein shum kium l'torah shebechsav, kium al yidei torah shebal peh. Because the written Torah doesn't really exist. It's not really being interpreted correctly without the oral Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu saw what was happening, the Gemara tells us, miyad hoyu haluchos kvedim al yodoi, these stone tablets that he was holding suddenly became too heavy for him to hold, v'shibra miyad, and he broke them immediately. L'hoyrois, to show us, Shalafi divrehen, shekoifren b'torah shebal peh, to show them that according to your opinion, that you deny the validity of the oral Torah, kol ha'Torah nisbatla, the entire Torah becomes void, including the written Torah. Afilu shebichsav, ki ein kiyum lozeh b'loizeh, because there is no existence, there is no real purposeness for the written Torah, without the oral Torah. ובזה תיקן מוישה תיקון גדול. And by Moshe Rabbeinu doing this, he accomplished a major accomplishment. V'Hashem Yisborach hiskin ledvorov, and Hashem agreed. Hashem validated what Moshe Rabbeinu did. K'moshem Rabbi Seinuzal, like the Gemara says, that Hashem said, Asher shibarto, yasher koichacho sheshibarto, that you did a very good thing in breaking the luchos. K'dei shelo yenishar lahasitrachra v'haklipos, because by doing that, he was preventing the other side, the Sitra Achra and the Klipos, from being able to draw from the written Torah, so that they shouldn't be able to overpower and bring about the destruction of the Jewish people. Because we said, when we are not connecting the Torah Shebal Peh properly to the Torah Shebichsav, then the Torah Shebichsav becomes vulnerable to the other nations. V'azai achar kach miyad kishehispalo lefnei Hashem Yisborach v'chozar upisoi sheyimcha l'Yisrael. And then, after all of this, immediately, when Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem and pleaded with Hashem and begged Hashem that Hashem should forgive the Jewish people, omar lo Hashem Yisborach sheyachzer v'yifsoi luchay shniyos. Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu instructions to prepare a second set of luchos, v'yachzer v'yichtov alein mechodosh, and write upon them anew, dahainu she'ato tzrichin lachzer lekabel gam Torah shebichsav mechodosh. What this is showing us is that because they messed up in the area of the Torah shebal peh, that damaged the Torah shebichsav, and we have to create the Torah shebichsav anew and receive it anew. Because we have to go back and draw the entire Torah anew in a repaired form, which is when the written Torah and the oral Torah are both complete, so that we know what should be written down and what shouldn't be written down. In order to renew upon ourselves the detailed emunah, in order to thereby be able to recognize the unique specialness of the Jewish people, and that we shouldn't get mixed up anymore with the Erev Rav, and not follow them mistakenly. And this explains why that second set of luchos wasn't given until Yom Kippur, she'oz nigmar tikun zeh, because that's the day when this tikun that we're describing here is complete. V'nikba lanu l'chol shana v'shana lachzer u'lahamshich ha'Torah b'tikun manal. And it was established for us that every single year the Jews will go and receive the Torah with all of these tikkunim anew. When? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shaydezeh nimtokin kol hadinim v'nistakin hakol. And this leads to a complete sweetening of all negative judgments against us, and everything is repaired. V'ato nochoin heitev, and now it makes perfect sense with the fact that we conclude the Torah with this statement that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Ki zehu shevach Moshe v'Yisrael, because this is the praise of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people. Kali deze silek ubitel yenikas ha'umos mitor shebichsav, because by doing this, Moshe Rabbeinu removed and eliminated the ability of the other nations to be able to draw from the Torah Shebichsav. Shelo yuchlu limshel al Yisrael, so that they should not be able to rule over the Jewish people. Ki gilo, because Moshe Rabbeinu revealed, she'ein shleimus l'Torah Shebichsav b'loi Torah Shebal Peh, that the written Torah is not complete, it's not functional properly without the oral Torah. And that's why on that day, Shmini Atzeres was Torah, we begin, we go back to the beginning of the Torah. Bereishis bara lekim. Kiato shenizgale mailas Torah shebal peh. Because now that we've revealed the importance of the oral Torah, ato yesh la Torah shleimus. Now the Torah can be complete. Viato anu chayzrin va'ato anu chayzrin umaschilin haTorah betoysef esoyer shekibalnu b'roshan yekibur. And now we're starting the Torah anew with this additional blast of light that we received on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'ato daiko nizgalo ha'emuna b'shleimus. And now the emuna is being revealed in its complete form. Ki Hashem yisborach bora hakoyel me'roish v'atzoyit b'ritzoyne hatoyiv. Meaning that Hashem created everything from beginning to end through His goodwill. B'chinas bereishis bora elikim es ha'shamayim v'soretz. Which is the opening statement to the Torah, telling us in the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. And the Torah goes on to express and all of creation. And the whole act of creation and everything else that follows it is all through Hashem. It's Hashem that did it all. Shemaneg ha'olam, who controls the world and leads the world, kefi ha'avoida v'hatfila shel bnei adam atachtoinim, based on the mitzvahs and the prayers of the people down here on earth. Kemo shekosuf, as it says clearly in the story of creation, ki lo yihimtir Hashem alekim, that even though Hashem prepared all the plants and vegetation and the trees and everything, it remained under the ground. And Hashem did not send any rain. Why? V'odom ayin, because man had not yet come on the scene. Upirish Rashi, and it wasn't until Ad Shebo Odom, it was only when man came into existence, V'hispalel, and he prayed to Hashem for rain, that's when the rain came down, and all of the vegetation began to grow above the earth. Ki ato anu mamshichin hu emuna b'shleimus, because now we're drawing upon ourselves the complete faith. B'bchinas emuna haklolis v'emuna hapratis, which means the emuna on a general level and on a detail level. Shein b'chinas Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh, which are represented by the written Torah and the oral Torah. Sheshneim echad, both of which are really one. Bechinas Hashem echad uShemay echad. Hashem echad is the written Torah, uShemay echad is the oral Torah. Baruch Hashem liolam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal completed this halacha, and then once again he came up with some additional chidushim, additional things that he added to it afterwards. Question: how can we take what we apply here with these deep concepts and give it over to our family who may not understand on our level, in a more simple way, on their level? The answer is, one of the messages that we got from this halacha, we got to know what the difference is between Jews and non-Jews, that what really defines us as this unique nation is the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah. And that's why it's so important to learn Mishnah, to learn Gemara, to learn Halacha, which is all based on the written Torah. But that's really what gives us specialness and meaningfulness. And again, we got to have an idea as to what's so special about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what's taking place during those days, and why Sukkot follows that, and how Shmini Atzeres and Chasura follows that. All of this was presented in this halacha and could be shared. In what aspect of the Yomim Noiroim do we see the concept of Shviras Haluchos? The answer is that on Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the new set of Luchos, that's when he brought down the new set of Luchos. That lets us know that's the completion of a whole stretch that began from Shavuos, when we first received the Torah on Har Sinai, Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up. He said he's going up for 40 days to receive the oral Torah in all of its detail. And then when the Erev Rav saw that he hadn't come down yet, they didn't wait till the completion of the 40 days. And they misled the Jewish people into saying, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu's not coming. Forget it. He's gone. We have to make a new leader. And they made the Egel HaZohav that. And then Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go down. Moshe Rabbeinu went down on Shivas Rebetamos and saw this and broke the Luchos. Then he went back up to heaven on the following day from Shivas Rebetamos till Rosh Chodesh Elul to try to beg Hashem to forgive the Jewish people completely, and was not successful. And then he went up for a third round on Rosh Chodesh Elul and stayed up until Yom Kippur, when Hashem said those special words, Solachti Kidvorecha. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the second set of Luchos to Klal Yisrael, the final set. Even though we're told that in the Mishkan and the Beis Mikdash, both sets of Luchos were in the Aron, in the Holy Ark. So that even the broken set is considered very, very special. It's interesting that we're saying those words today, Solachti Kidvorecha, that we see on Yom Kippur. Today is Bahab. Today is the Monday of a three-day series, which we have after the holiday of Pesach and after the holiday of Sukkot. The rabbis instituted 3 days where we say special tefillos. In many of the Siddurim, they have the slichos of Bahab, the special slichos which we recite on Monday, Thursday, Monday, after these two major holidays, so that one of the reasons is that if we did anything wrong during this holiday period, this should be a tshuva, this should be like the Yom Kippur for us. And this was this morning, we said slichas, we said those words, the shloshes remidos, and vayomer Hashem solachti kidvorecha, and the rabbis in the yeshiva world have declared today as a special day of tefillah, that all the yeshivas, that the small children, the big children, the koilalim, should all recite special tefillahs, because this Bahab is, some people fast during Bahab for a whole day, a half a day, and it's a day of special tefillah. And the rabbis declared it now for these extra tefillahs, especially because of all the dangers and struggles that the Jewish people are going through throughout the world, especially in Eretz Yisrael. We'll hold it over here for now. This appendix we'll do in the following shiur, which will be on Thursday morning. In Yirtzeh Hashem, I'm scheduled to travel this evening to America, hopefully to try to accomplish spreading Rabbeinu Zal's Torah and to try to gain support for all the things going on here in Eretz Yisrael. Yirtzeh Hashem will continue on Thursday morning. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Hashem should help that all of us should participate in the tefillahs that are needed now to bring about the final geula, the final tikkun, with the coming of Moshiach, the binyan beis hamikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.